Angel?
Oh, yes, it will.
You, Angel, and everybody, right?
Yes, it will, you know, and it consumes our time, our energy. It consumes our thought life, you know, and what we think about is what grows. And so that's what happens with fear, is it starts as this little seed, and before long, we've fueled it, and we have this huge mountain that feels like has all this power over us, but it's a lie. It doesn't have power. And at any time, we can choose to change that fear around and conquer it.
We can, but a lot of people don't, because they're used to it. They get used to it. It's like, I've talked about this before on the air. I've got some shirts that are like 25 years old or 30 years old. I think I have one that's like when I lived in Indiana and had little babies. So I think that flannel shirt is probably about 40 years old. But I love it, and I still have it. But it's comfortable, you know? I'm used to that shirt. Now, I don't wear it maybe once a year, you know? But every once in a while, I'll pull that thing out. It's red and black checkered, you know, flannel shirt. And I just love that old shirt. It's comfortable. And what we do emotionally a lot of times in our lives, we pull out those old ways of comfort, you know? Well, I feel better when I'm attacking other people. Well, that is wrong. And we're going to talk about that in the second hour. The effects of fear and what fear does in our lives so often. And we're glad you tuned in today to Living the Good Life. This show is in its 13th year. Wow, is all I can say. Dr. Angel, you and I have a show that we do every Thursday night, separate from this show. Would you talk about it, how they can access it?
Sure. On Thursday nights at 6:06 here on this station, we do Go Yard, which is a life coaching radio show, helping our listeners learn how to hit those home runs in life and learn how to give practical tools for living life and living it well.
Amen. So you can go to our website, goyard2014.org, O-R-G, and hear a lot of those old shows. They have titles on them, series. And you can also always go to tantalknetwork.com and go to podcasts. The name of the show is Go Yard. So it's fun to do it. We're starting a new series this week on how to break the power. Well, actually, the title of the new series, Betty, and this first time you've heard this probably, we're announcing it right now, how to ditch the fix.
That's cool.
Uh-huh.
So your show's not about baseball?
It's not about baseball. It's about the name of the
show. About the Rays?
You are so bad. She has to always get that dig into me, Angel, that the Rays didn't win the World Series. But, you know, my other team, Washington Nationals, did. So I would have claimed my other team as whoever won. So I just want y'all to know that. So anyway, how to ditch the fix this Thursday night, 6:06 p.m. right here on TanTalkNetwork.com. And we welcome you to listen in. And you can actually, that's a call-in show. You can call in with your comments. This is not a call-in show, but you can text us at 727-888-4171. It comes directly to my phone. 727-888-4171 with your comments or your questions. We're going to have our second hour in just a moment. You know, Betty, I want you to talk about the prayer line. We have brand new pens. Yes, we do. We have hundreds of brand new pens.
Hundreds.
And anybody out there can have one. They're free. And they say on the side, where healing happens. That's our new slogan. Under that, it says prayers at bohmglobal.com. What does that mean? And what's the problem with our pens, Betty?
Well, I think pens are, you make a point with a pen. You can do so many things. You can write out a prayer. But it gives us the opportunity to communicate with the Lord with the issues that we are facing, whether it's anything from healing to deliverance from many things. And, you know, God answers our prayer, and He has been answering prayers. A lot of praise reports. We just got to get people to send them in. Once we pray for you, let us know how you're doing. But we have a tremendous, tremendous hotline with God. If you have a prayer request, send it to prayers at bohmglobal.com. And we type out a prayer, we send it out to the many prayer warriors who are on our prayer chain. And if you would like to be a part of our mighty force, you can send us a, please add me to your prayer chain at prayers@vohmglobal.com. If you would like to help us type those prayers and be a communicator to the rest of the warriors, send us a, please make me, talk to me. Let me help you out. Again, send the request to prayers@vohmglobal.com.
And if you'd like two pens sent to you, send us your address.
I didn't know how we were going to do that, but
you I'm could, Betty. I'm getting ready to put a that? Whole. I'm getting ready to put a whole stack of them in the mail to you this week. What is funny about these pens is that I spent 2 hours designing this and so excited about it. And it does say what we want it to say, where our healing happens, !! Next line, prayers@vohmglobal.com. But it is so cut and pick and tiny, the writing that they sent us on these beautiful stylus pens, that we can barely read them. So, you can have one if you want.
I would love some. Thank you.
You're going to get tons this week.
Give some to Angel.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
All right. So, yes, we have pens that you can have. All you have to do is send us your address and also send us your email address so we can email you the prayers and send in your prayer requests. prayers@vohmglobal.com. This is Living the Good Life. We're in our second hour now. Excited about this show because I feel like we are really saying some concrete, important concepts to help our listeners. And the goal here in this series of Set Free is to break the chains that bind us, folks.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. And we've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. Lost, he's a waymaker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, oh, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you feel lost, well, he's a waymaker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. Oh, if you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, well, he's a chain breaker.
You got chains. You get to know the chain breaker. Love that song, Zach Williams. Love that song. So cool. You're listening to Living the Good Life, and we're talking about being set free from two other things. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 6, and let's see what we need to be set free from. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16. You always hear from pulpits across the United States and other places, what are abominations to God? I don't know how many times I heard that growing up. Oh, that's an abomination. Abomination. That's a crazy word, Dr. Angel. Abomination. That means it's something really God hates, right?
Yes.
So let's see what Solomon, the wisest person ever, wrote about the seven things that God hates. Seventh being an abomination. Verse 16 of Proverbs chapter 6. These six things the Lord hates. Indeed, seven are an abomination to him. I think all seven are an abomination, frankly. I think that wording in the Amplified makes it sound like all seven are an abomination. In some translations, it makes it sound like the seventh is the abomination. What do you think, Angel? Looking at your translations in front of you.
I have only one translation in front of me today, but I agree with you. I think all seven of them are.
Okay. That's what it looks like to me in the Amplified Bible. Number one, verse 17, a proud look. Now, I love them amplified, so listen to what that means. The spirit that makes one overestimate himself and underestimate others. In some translations, it's called haughtiness. Arrogance. What's wrong with that, Betty? What's wrong with arrogance and haughtiness and a proud look, the spirit that makes one overestimate himself and underestimate others?
Well, to me, you guys may be going over my head on some of these. It's big ego.
Big ego, okay.
Big ego. People who feel like that they are beyond reproach, that they do not have to, they're not under any type of correction, they do not have to receive correction, but it's just they have a kind of a hoity-toity attitude.
Oh, hoity-toity. I don't even know how to spell that.
I don't either. I don't even know why I said that. But it gives us an idea of what God doesn't want in us, in our attitude towards others. Towards our family members, towards just everybody in period. I believe it's a, my vocabulary.
Hoity-toity, you said it very well, hoity-toity.
Hoity-toity.
Hoity-toity attitude.
Hoity-toity, yeah, and that's what we say here in Michigan, hoity-toity.
All right, Michiganer. Angel, what do you think about the hoity-toityness?
Yeah, I love that word, by the way. And I agree with Betty. You know, when we are overestimating ourselves and underestimating other people, first of all, we're putting God first in our lives because we are elevating ourselves and our thoughts and our whatever above God, which we should not be doing. And we're not seeing people through the eyes of God, which is what we're supposed to see them through, is with the eyes of love and compassion. We're judging when we decide to look on people as less than. That's judgment.
And Matthew 7:1, Jesus said, judge not lest you be judged, right?
Yes.
Let's do the second one. A lying tongue. That one drives me totally crazy. We started the show, and you can listen to it again later, on YouTube or here on podcast, but a lying tongue, we started the show on purpose with the voice of truth, because you got to have a final authority in your life, and the word of God is that authority, and it's truth versus lies, and God hates a lying tongue. It's an abomination. Talk to his angel.
Wow, you know, and I actually honestly get this because it's probably my biggest thing. Even with raising my kids, I could take anything in truth, and I would tell them, if I catch you in a lie, you're going to get whatever the punishment is times seven, because like that's how much I cannot stand being lied to. So,
right.
You know, because when we're lying...
I never thought of doing that, but I also instilled truthfulness in my three.
Yes.
But because, I never thought of multiplying by seven.
Well,
but,
if you think about it, I mean, lying is, it's the antithesis of truth. It's the antithesis yes. of God. And so, of course, God would not like lies, because every his word is truth. He
Amen.
Is truth.
Amen. Betty, lying tongue. Not Betty
not
has
good.
A lying tongue, no.
Well, before I found Christ, I did. But I also found out that once I lied, I'd lie to cover a lie.
Right. It's hard to keep up.
I had to remember what I said so that I wouldn't be caught in a lie.
Well, you got to almost take notes on your lies, right? So that you don't get trapped up, tripped up in that. You know what I'm saying, Betty? I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about people in general, okay? Not you.
Well, I know you're not, but again, every once in a while, you know, we think that white lies don't hurt. Lies can hurt any way you say it. Because once someone lies to you, it kind of breaks the trust that you had in them. It makes you feel like that you have been wronged.
Sure, sure.
It's just there's so many things that can come from lies, and lies come from the devil.
Yeah.
Because you know, he comes to seek, kill, and destroy. And what better way to destroy someone is through a lie?
Exactly.
It's again through words that are not truthful. And I know that you say, well, it doesn't really make any sense, but a lie is an untruth. And that's what God wants us to do, is to walk in truth.
Amen. That's the second one. The first one was haughtiness, hoity-toity attitude, according to Betty. The second one is a lying tongue, and the third one is hands that shed innocent blood. Talk to us, Angel. What's that talking about?
Well, that's murder, I think, you know, shedding innocent blood at any time. That's not only criminal, but it's completely an abomination to God. You know, life is precious. All life is precious, and so we should be protecting.
Absolutely. And when we think somebody's life isn't as precious because their skin color is not the same as us, that's called racism.
Yes,
and that
is
wrong. And that's called discrimination, and that's horrible. And this is one of the things God hates. It's never okay for murder. Never. Okay? Some of you may say, what about the abortion issue? Guys, murder's... God says he doesn't like it, okay? He doesn't like it. He doesn't like it. He hates it, actually. Betty, do you have a comment on any of that?
Yes, I think that once that you start playing with, messing with the dark side, and we're going to call that the side of evil, is that things start getting out of alignment. And what I'm trying to say is that once you start following the dark side, this is through many avenues, is that murder can be, or the slaughter or the shedding of blood, to be careful what I say, it is an abomination of God.
It is.
I believe that, you know, God is life, and that's what he wants us to have. He wants us to not take a life, but to give life.
Amen.
And that is through the light, through his word, through the laying on of hands to tell people that we love them and that we care for them, because God cares for us. God created us in his image, and we should not have or want to end something over anger, over whatever, because one life taken is someone else's loss.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's a family's loss. It can be through many, many avenues, Pastor and Angel, and you both know this, through drugs or anything.
Absolutely.
Where there's a loss of life, and it can be horrendous, and God just I believe that it hurts him so deeply, because if it hurts us, it hurts him.
It certainly does. And I tell you, I am a very strong believer in equality for all. And I don't care what the color of your skin is. White lives matter. Black lives matter. Brown lives matter. I grew up among brown lives in Central America as a missionary's kid. Yellow lives matter. Red skin guys, Indians matter. It does not matter what is the color of your skin. What matters is that we don't become racial, and racism is rampant around this globe. And we need to understand that God loves us all the same. Angel, you want to comment on that before I go to this next song?
Sure. You know, and we're all made, you know, we're all children of God, and, you know, he loves us all equally, and we should be loving each other equally.
Oh, yes. Michael W. again. Washed away, nothing but the blood. Our sins can be washed away, dear one.
Guilty. I'm guilty. Was all that I could say. Mercy, your mercy, crashing like a wave, and all my sin was washed away, washed away. You took them all, there's not a trace. I stand here free with every stain, forever washed away. Spotless, spotless, whiter than the snow. Your blood, oh, your blood covers me, I'm whole, and all my sin was washed away, washed away. You took them all, there's not a trace. I stand here free with every stain. Washed away, you took them all, there's not a trace. I stand here free with every stain, forever washed away. Oh, precious is
God. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You know, we can run to Jesus any moment of any day. middle of the night, in the middle of our darkest moment, we run. The word says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Proverbs 6:16-17, we're talking about the seven things that are an abomination to God. And look at verse 18, that's what we're ready for. A heart that manufactures wicked thoughts and plans. That's where the blood of Jesus comes in. If you know that's you and you're always thinking up awful things to do to people and then you carry them out, you need to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Talk to us, Angel.
You know, when I hear those words, I think manipulation. I think these are people who try to manipulate other people.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, it's super, not only is it super unhealthy, I mean, this is an abomination to God. You know, and a manipulation is always based in some kind of lie or sneakery or cheatery or, you know, things that are just not truth. And, you know,
so true.
It's not that's overstepping. We're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to walk in truth. We're supposed to walk in love. And if something needs to be dealt with, that, you know, God is God. He can deal with people. It's not our job to try and cause punishment or things to go our way. We're playing God when we do this. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
What's wrong with that? Some people are out there going, but my Bible says I have a right to go to my brother and rah, 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 rah. Well, if you actually have a problem with somebody, yes, go to them, but...
Sure, but this is devising wicked schemes. This is hurting people, and this is playing a mean God at that, you know, and this would cause harm, it causes hurt, and it's not anything what God is about.
Oh, exactly. A heart that manufactures wicked thoughts and plans, feet that are swift to run to evil. Verse 18, Betty.
Well, again, that is part of the dark side that some of us like to live in. Some of us like to dwell in. Some of us, you know, believe in just saying things to the purpose. And that's not what God that lives in us is. God wants us to love one another as Christ loves us. And if we can't do that, we need to turn our lives around immediately. Because if you are deliberately trying to hurt people, you know how sad that makes God?
Yes.
Do you realize how that hurts him?
Mm-hmm.
Let alone hurting the person that you're devising this against, that you're hurting them, but you're hurting God too. Because God didn't create you to be decisive and to be hurtful and mean. That's not the way God created you.
And he didn't create...
Again,
well, you're right, Betty, and he didn't create us to judge other people. Again, Matthew 7:1, judge not that ye be not judged.
Lest ye be judged. And that we do that so often is that we, just because we don't line up or our opinions don't line up with one another, that doesn't mean that you have to come out full force and try to hurt people.
Exactly.
And because we have an agreement to agree to disagree.
Right.
You and I have that.
Yes, we do.
Agreement. Agree to disagree.
On a political aspect, yes, we do.
On a political aspect.
We do.
On the sizes and the amount of the dollar amounts of tea.
Of tea, yes. We do have that agree. Yeah, that's a disagreement too,
agree.
Yes.
Agree to
we agree to disagree. I am very content with diet green tea from Publix. And you are very content with $84 iced teas from a place that will remain nameless.
Yeah, with a 75% discount most times. It's not quite that expensive.
Oh, see, there you go. Then you've got the discount. Doesn't matter.
I get a discount due to my excessive use of tea. But in making light of this is that God wants us to treat each other with respect.
Amen.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter if you don't believe what I believe. It's okay. It's okay because... If just think if we were all the same,
oh,
how boring!
Boring,
and Yeah, it would be boring.
Yes.
But that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to respect each other. He wants us to, there's equality, that one person's not greater than the other.
Yeah, sure.
We're all equal. We're all created the same. The same blood runs through my veins that runs through yours, and that's the blood of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And he created us all equal, no matter race, color, or creed, is that he created us to love one another.
Amen. That's back to the equality statement that I believe so strongly in my heart. Go ahead, Angel. Comment on this verse 18 of Proverbs 6. A heart that manufactures wicked thoughts and plans, feet that are swift to run to evil.
When I hear this, the words that really strike out to me are feet that are quick to rush into evil. You know, it hurt people hurt people. We hear that statement all the time. And when we react based on our hurt, we are probably making a very bad decision, because we are just reacting out of a feeling of hurt. And we need to not be quick. We need to be slow. We need to step back, and we need to process what we are doing. And that when we just are quick and we're reactionary, we are hurting people in the process. And that's not what God wants from us. That is not
absolutely
at all. We cannot rush into evil. This, let me get you back because I feel like you hurt me. And a lot of times, most times, many hurts are merely just miscommunications and misunderstandings.
Usually.
They're not genuine hurts.
Right.
Most people aren't out there trying to, let me see if I can hurt her today.
No.
You know, and it's not this purposeful, vengeful thing.
No.
But yet they'll come back flying in this, you know, their emotional knives to stab first so that I can, you know, hurt you. And that's that evil. That's the evil he's
talking
about.
That is evil. I totally agree. Betty, I think you probably remember from sitting under my teaching in Cornerstone in Indiana that one of my themes always was Satan rushes, God leads. Do you want to comment on that?
Well, and that's what he does, is that sometimes when we get into a predicament, is that if we make hasty decisions, sometimes it can hurt us. If we wait for that still small voice, and me, I do a lot of talking. I have to sit quietly and let God lead me. And when God leads us, there's nothing anyone can do or say that can shut that door. But if we hurriedly rush through things, it may be not what God wanted for us, and maybe he has something better for us waiting on the other side. So it's best to give God time to move in your life. Don't try to outthink him. Don't try to overpower him. Don't try to use your own control. And you have to be so careful, and because God will lead us.
Yes.
God will lead us, and he will direct us in the path that he wants us to go.
I so agree. And I know that a lot of times we get caught up in the moment of something, and we want to run with it. And we need to sit back and let God do the directing, the leading, and opening the door for the right timing. I know, Betty, you're getting ready to leave for church in just a moment. I want you to know how much we appreciate you. You're a board member in this ministry, even though you're in Michigan, one of my dearest, closest, devoted friends. And we love you with all our heart, and we so appreciate your insights and your wisdom on the air. Now, Angel, it's your turn to kind of edify Betty for a moment.
Oh, Betty, we just love you and all your support and all the prayer and counsel, and you are just an amazing woman of God, and I'm honored to call you friend.
Oh,
well, that's very kind, very sweet. But you know what? God brought us together for a reason.
Yes.
God has kept Pastor Marcia and I. Here comes. We've been through a lot together.
Yeah.
And you know, I've always got her back.
Yeah.
And I've got your back too, Angel. No matter what we feel or see, the Lord is working mightily in thee.
Mm-hmm.
And I am praying, and I love you both very much. And I love being on the radio with both of you. It's just, like I say, it's one of my bucket list things that I've always wanted to do, and I've gotten to do it. So I wish you both a blessing this week, that God will you will have favor in many areas of your life.
Wow. Thank you, Betty Thomas. We love you. And we know that your husband, Joe, just lost a dear friend, his boss at work. And
yes.
We're continuing to pray for the family of the May family. And and Joe, in all this adjustments that the two of you are going through. It's kind of hard. And I know in 2 weeks, Megan will be here with us on a Sunday morning. And your daughter,
yes, she will.
We're extremely excited about that. And we promised to have a bang-up service for her. So, anyway.
Oh, well, awesome. I'm sure she's bringing a friend, so don't be too bangy.
Okay, great. All right. Well, we miss you, and we hope you have you down here soon. Thank you, Betty.
Yeah, well, I'll be down soon.
All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Love you both.
Love you.
Yes, love you.
Bye.
Wow. Oops. Wow. Not for a moment. Listen to this. God is constant. He's always there. Not more for a moment will he forsake you, dear listener. He loves you so very much. He speaks to us through his son who came to this earth to show us the Father. Not for a moment did he ever forsake us. He speaks to us through his word, where we learn the truths and how to behave and how to appropriate his promises. He speaks to us through that still small voice when he's wanting to get our attention. Say, hey there, take a look at this. He speaks to us. And here we are in Proverbs 6, verse 19. I think I'm really glad we went here, because I only could glance at this morning, you know. We needed time to really get into these verses, don't you think, Angel?
I agree with you.
Proverbs 6:19, a false witness, another thing that God hates, who breathes out lies even under oath. What's that mean?
Well, that's just plain out lying maliciously against somebody.
Right. It's different than just the other kind of lying, don't you think?
No, when I think of witness, a lot of times, I go to the legal term, you know, you see witnesses in court, and so...
Yeah.
You know, when I think you're witnessing a false witness against somebody is when you're hurting someone's reputation and credibility
right.
a lie, and a scheme of lies.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. But why would people do that?
They would do that to maybe make them feel like they're a victim or a martyr in some situation, or to make themselves look bigger than or better than they are. I mean, I think there's a lot of reasons why somebody would do that.
Power.
They're jealous against the other person. I mean, I think we could have an endless list.
Yeah, I think so too. Let's get to the last one. That was number 6 here in this list. Proverbs 6:16-19, if you're just joining us. We're on the last one, the 7th thing. Sorry, hiccups hitting me again. That God hates. And go ahead with it while I get a drink of water.
Okay, and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers. And this, when I hear this, it's just, it's a trouble starter. It's somebody who hears something, or, you know, and they just stir up trouble any way that they can, if it's causing division. A lot of times I'll see this, and they'll do, we call it in the therapy world, splitting, where I have to get you alone so I can tell you this, and then I get somebody else alone and tell them a different story and make everyone think that things aren't true that are true, and we're just stirring up trouble. I might take a little truth and mix it around, and you know, people who stir up dissension, a lot of times they want to do it one-on-one, because that way they can control what information they're giving to who, and then it makes other people angry, like, oh, that they thought that about me, and things like that weren't even true.
But why would somebody want to do that?
Well, I mean, a power thing, I think. I think a lot of these things, if you really look at like the root of them, are there things that, first of all, they're all the antithesis of what God does. God's the God of peace, not the God of dissension.
Yeah, I wanted to go there. So go there. Go there with these.
Sorry, I didn't mean to jump ahead.
No, you're great. We're on the same page. Go the opposite here. What's the opposite of these? These are the negative things that God hates. 7 things.
Sure. So if we went to the opposite, instead of haughty eyes, we'd be humble. And instead of a lying tongue, we'd be truth. Instead of hands that shed innocent blood, we'd be hands that protect innocent blood, innocent lives. Instead of a heart that devises wicked schemes, we're a heart that's honest and pure. Instead of feet that are quick to rush into evil, we are feet that are slow, and we take it to prayer. Instead of a false witness that pours out lies, we are true witnesses. And instead of a man who stirs up dissension, we are people of peace among our brothers.
You did that very, very well.
Thank you.
And I think I got rid of my hiccups with all this water in here. So, you know, this thing, the 7th thing, the thing that the person who sows discord among his brothers, this happens in churches. It happens in ministries. I've been pastoring now over 40 years, and that should tell you that I'm very young. And anyway, I have seen this over and over and over again, where people, it's almost like that jealousy thing hits them, and, well, I'm just going to say this about so-and-so. Or they take a little thing and make it into, take a molehill and make it into a mountain, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And tries to, and if it's a jealousy, if it's rooted in jealousy, then they're really wanting that other person to look bad and they look better. In somebody's eyes.
True. I think when it's rooted in jealousy, it's kind of like, let me get everyone against that other person so I can make them look really bad and get everybody else on thinking they look really bad too.
Right. Exactly. But the underlying thing of that is, and tell me if I'm wrong, Dr. Angel, PhD, licensed mental health counselor. I believe it has a lot to do with insecurity and feeling bad about themselves, inferiority, insecurity, unworthiness. So they have to elevate themselves by reducing someone else.
I agree with you. I think it has a lot to do with insecurities or fears of being abandoned. And, you know, so I have to make myself more important. And, you know, they kind of put themselves in that center of trouble to kind of find a false value.
Right. What's wrong with that?
It's completely not from God, and it's destructive.
It's destructive. And so I see that in all of these seven things, there's destruction of some form or another. When we are proud and haughty and think we it's only our way or the highway, or when we underestimate others and lift ourselves up, when we're liars, we manufacture evil and manipulation and run quick to evil and try to stir the pot stirrers.
Mm-hmm.
I used to call them that from sermons from years back. Pot stirrers are some of the worst characteristics for people to have, especially in churches.
Oh, yes.
Because that's why churches forever have been called places where there are full of hypocrites.
Yes, because of this people who stir it up, you know, and it happens in churches, it happens in places of work, it happens amongst groups of friends. Like, there's these stirrers and
pot stirrers
and they cause chaos
versus peace.
Yes,
right.
Yes,
so talk about that, because the devil comes to bring chaos and restlessness to your life. God always comes to bring peace.
Right. So when we are falling into these things, we are going against everything God wants us to be, and we are falling right into what the devil wants us to do, because we're making his plans happen when we're creating chaos and taking away peace and lying and all those things. And we have got to recognize, hold on, this is not godly. And I need to, you know, yield this so that God can take. This is that from that we need to get rid of and shed.
That it is. So let's talk about that a minute, because I think a lot of people feel like they're justified when they do any or all of these things. They feel like, well, people just need to know the truth about this person or that person. Or, well, I didn't really mean to hurt their reputation, but, you know, I'm mad. I'm just mad. So I strike out when I'm mad. Common problem.
It absolutely is a common problem. And I think a major reason why we see a lot of people, you know, at church, we'll see churches split over things like this. But there isn't a justification for this behavior. It is not from God, and it's not okay to do, period. When we are hurt and angry, it is not ours to go get vengeance on someone else. It is ours to take before the throne and let God handle, as we read in Isaiah, that he will do.
Exactly. Matthew 18 says that if you have a problem with your brother, your sister, especially in church, go to them. Talk about it.
Go to them, not everybody else in the congregation.
Go to them and talk about it. That is the scriptural way to handle it. I think that so often, though, people get a lot of attention from being a pot stirrer, don't you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, they do. They get a lot of attention. They kind of get looked at like the person with special information or inside information, and it makes them feel more important than they are. And, you know, a lot of times it's easy for people to fall a prey to this before they realize that this person is destructive. And it's usually not until they're the victim of their pot
stirring.
I was
just getting ready to say that, until they're the victim. And when they're the victim, it becomes like, ooh,
oh my goodness,
it doesn't feel good.
Yes. Absolutely. It feels horrible to be the victim of somebody stirring the pot on you and making up or, you know, exposing things and twisting truths and telling, you know, trying to ruin reputations and credibility. And
it has everything to do with what's behind that desire to do that, though.
Correct.
Right. So why? I mean, these are the things God hates. Proverbs 6:16-19. If you're just tuning in, look it up. Study it for yourself. In fact, Solomon says these seven, even the seventh, all seven of these are an abomination to God. He hates these things. Drives him nuts when the body of Christ in particular falls into discord and strife. God hates that.
You know, and that word's pretty serious. You know, there's
abomination.
Well, abomination and hate, like,
oh,
the
yeah,
Lord
okay.
hates, like, that's a pretty strong language there, which means we should not be doing this. And if we are, we need to stop. We need to surrender it. We need to yield it. Amen. We need to get help. But we, this is not, if this is where we're living or where we're behaving, it's not okay. It's not godly.
It's not godly. So what has this show been all about? It didn't go in the direction I thought it was going to go. We never got to some passages I thought we were going to. We got to others that I really didn't know if we would or wouldn't. So I really feel good about this show, Dr. Angel. It was really good with you and with Betty, as always. But I believe it's a very, very important show today.
I agree with you.
I'm going to star it in my log of shows because it gets to the root of how to behave as a Christian.
Yes. Yes, it sure does. You know, a few years ago, a Bible study author, Beth Moore, she put out a Bible study called When Godly People Do Ungodly Things.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of the things that we were just talking about was a part of those Bible studies, because a lot of these things are happening within the church, within
yes.
other people
yes.
who profess to be Christian and godly, and all these behaviors are happening. And so instead, we have to be careful. And so when we hear someone coming to us with something that's not ours, we need to make sure we're handling it and we're not continuing to help the pot stir the pot or spread the lie or become another false witness. We have to guard ourselves.
We do. And we have to be dedicated to the spreading of the truth
yes.
of God's word. And we got to press on no matter what it is we're going through. Right? Don't
yes.
let people and their disparaging comments get you down. Just know that you got to speak the truth and live in truth.
When the valley is deep, when the mountain is steep, when the body is weary, when we stumble and fall, when the choices are on. He
Praise God. Woo! We find the strength to press on. Maybe it's been a rough week for you. Maybe you've been going through some difficult times. This song is for you. We have the strength. We find it. Talk to us, Angel.
Well, and you know, life happens. You know, it's easy to get tattered and bruised just living everyday life. And with Him, with Christ, when we keep, that's why we have to keep our eyes on Him and not on everything going on around us.
Absolutely.
And that's where the strength to press on comes. When we know who He is, we walk in His truth and not the lies around us or the fear and the doubt around us. And we really need to keep our focus on Him. It's kind of like the story of Peter when the storm was coming and they're out in the boat and the disciples and, you know, Peter says, you know, if it's you, Lord, tell me to come and I'll come. And Peter's on the water. And when he saw the storm around him, he started to sink. And I think we do that when we take our eyes off of Him, of Christ.
That's right.
We start to sink in all the chaos around us.
And when you're the victim of malicious whatever, it's easy to get your eyes off of your goal, don't you think?
Yes.
And so it becomes, it's a concerted effort to stay focused and stay, you know, prayed up and stay right there where God wants you. And because it's too easy to fall into the sins of the flesh, but we want to be set free from the things we've talked about today. To what? To peace. Yes. To walking in right standing with God. That's the kingdom of God. Romans 14:17. I talked about it this morning in our service. Paul says in Romans 14:17 that the kingdom of God is not what you eat or drink. It is righteousness, that is right standing with God, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Do you want to explain that?
Well, you know, the kingdom of God, you know, I think a lot of us, when we think of the kingdom of God, we think of it as, you know, especially I think in the time that verse came, it was, you know, if you just eat the right things or do the right things, then you're going to have the kingdom of God. But the kingdom of God is so much bigger than that. It's not, we're putting it in a box when we say, oh, if we just do this or don't do this, and we're, you know, no, it's about the peace. You know, it's about the love. It's about the knowing that we're more than a conqueror. It's that knowing who holds our hand, who holds our future. Like, there's the kingdom of God.
Yeah, it's not about what you eat or drink. So therefore, you can be eating all the right things.
Right.
Right?
And not have the peace.
And not have the peace of God at all. You can be, quote unquote, living right. Not doing any of those seven abominations in Proverbs 6 we've been talking about. But if you are not in right standing with God, if you're not walking consistently in forgiveness, acceptance of others, we used to have on our church building that where Betty went and where I met Betty in the late 80s, we had on this big building, Jesus loves, accepts, and forgives all. Because it's all about loving, accepting people where they are, and forgiving them. Especially when you don't agree with them, right?
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
It is, and it can be hard to do in our flesh. That's why we need to yield that and walk in our spirit.
Oh, we so do. We so do. You know, summing up what we've done today, you want to try to sum that up?
Wow, that's no small task.
It's no small task, starting with early this morning at 8:45 a.m.
Well, you know, it's about freedom. You know, God has called us to freedom, and He wants us to be free, but we have to want to be free, and we have to be willing to walk in that freedom. And, you know, and being free is the leaving those things that are holding us bondage, if it's relationships, emotions, like whatever it is, if it's bad habits, it's letting those go and replacing them.
Yes, the replacement.
That relationship with God, that truth of who He is and the peace of who He is and the identity of who He is and who I am through Him. It's leaving that behind to walk in the freedom of who God has called us to be and to live our God-given identity, our God-given purpose, and, you know, to be all that God wants us to be. You know, we can be saved and be bound.
Exactly. You know, recently I had to get two new tires for the back of my RAV, and I didn't want to spend the money, but the guy said, look, you are dangerously low here on tread. And you're going to run into rain. You're going to run into not snow and ice down here in Florida, but you're going to run into bad weather, and you're going to be in traffic, and you may not be able to stop quick. And, you know, and I thought, ooh, I don't want to ever have anybody in my vehicle that is scared or gets hurt or whatever because I don't replace the tires when I should. Would you take that metaphor and run with that?
Well, and that's, I think, what we do to ourselves is that we have some tires that need to be replaced.
Yeah.
Those are the things that are keeping us back and bound and living a less than life.
Yes.
And we need to be able to have those tires removed.
Right.
And put on
the fresh
tires, the fresh anointing of God, and walk in that freedom.
That will preach. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for our show today. Thank you for the way you have ministered to each of us, and even the three of us as we've done the show. We thank you for it, Lord. The songs, everything has just flowed the way you wanted it to do. We give you the glory and the praise for this two-hour show. We ask, Lord, that it would minister not just today, but later on to listeners worldwide, and that you would get your truths out across the fertile land of our world, our globe. And Lord, that we would be maybe just a small part in somebody being set free from things that they need to let go of and set free to peace, living in right standing with you, walking in truth, walking in forgiveness, walking in all the good things of God, not bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness. Lord, we just pray right now that this show today, maybe people can listen to it over and over again until they get these truths down on the inside. And Lord, we just thank you and praise you from the bottom of our hearts for what you're doing in each of us. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
And amen. Well, I don't know about you, but I think, Dr. Angel, that a lot of truth has gone forth today all day long.
I agree.
And I don't know about you, but I think it's a privilege and an honor to be able to be a part of truth going out across the airwaves.
Absolutely. It is so much an honor and a privilege.
And for those out there that feel like you're just so discouraged, you want to give up, I'm going to start this song again, Press On. It's for the group Selah. I really love this song because it reminds us to not give up. Not give up. You need prayer, text us at 727-888-4171, or better yet, use our email prayer chain that is global, prayers@bohmglobal.com, prayers@bohmglobal.com. Betty Thomas in Michigan. Dr. Angel Falzoni right here, part of our leadership, both of them. And me, Pastor Marcia McAllister, bringing you the Word of God today from Beacon of Hope Ministries. God bless you.
In Jesus' name, we press on. In Jesus' name, we press on, dear Lord, with the prize clear before our eyes.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
Investigation, Trump plan ruling. I'm Ann Cates. House Democrats continue to...